Close your eyes, watch your breath. Try to be at peace with the breath. In other words, allow the mind to settle down here and be interested in what's going on with the breath. Don't think about anything else right now. We meditate in order to gain concentration. We meditate in order to gain discernment. But don't think about concentration. Don't think about discernment. Just think about the breath. Be content to study the breath, observe the breath, adjust the breath, so the mind can find a place where it can settle down and have a sense of peace right here in the present moment. This is that season of the year when they talk about peace on earth. We look around and there's not going to be much peace coming from outside. It has to come from within. And a lot of this has to do with how you talk to yourself, what you say to yourself, what you comment on, what you take an interest in, what kind of interest you take. So here, take an interest in the breath for the purpose of settling down. This means you're going to have to adjust the breath, but you also have to adjust the mind. Because the mind has all kinds of desires heading out in all kinds of different directions. And you have to adjust them. You have to focus them back in right here. If you're going to find any peace outside, it has to start from within. Find any goodness outside, it has to start from within. Inside the mind, inside the present moment right here. So when you content yourself to study right here, you find there's a lot to learn about how you put things together, how you look at the world. And then you can develop some skill in how you put things together and look at the world so that you do it in a way that does lead toward peace, it does lead toward well-being, long-term welfare and happiness in the Buddhist terms. But as with everything else good in the world, it has to start inside. So adjust your mind, adjust the breath, so they can get along together. Because that's a lot of what peace means. It means harmony. But harmony in the sense that both sides feel nourished by the relationship. In other words, you can't force peace on the world but just by telling everybody what they have to do. In the same way, you can't force peace on the breath by telling it what it has to do. You have to learn how to listen to the breath, observe the breath, see what it needs, provide what it needs for the body to feel balanced. And that way the mind adjusts itself to the breath, and then it has a good place to settle down. It's with this kind of harmony inside that real peace is going to reign in the world.